The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Ziyara Jama'a Kabira is the manifest of tashayyu'. Imam al-Hadi, salamullah alayhi, he gave us Ziyara Jama'a Kabira. Read it. Assalamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwah wa mawdi'a al-risalah. They are mawdi'u al-risala. The risala of the Rasul is the prophet in that baytun nubuwah, in the house of nubuwah. This household, the Ahlul Bayt, are the ones worthy of being part of the house of the Nabi. And not the Nabi, but nubuwah. Nubuwah is prophethood. Prophethood is not about a person. It's a position, it's a rank, nubuwah. They are ahl, they are part of the house of nubuwah. They are mawdi', they are where the risala is the mission. The message or mission, the better, in my understanding, the better equivalent and understanding of risala, because sometimes risala means and refers to a message that is delivered. Oh, risala means sometimes, and in this case, this is what it means, a mission. There's a mission that the Prophet has. He wasn't supposed to just deliver a message, we'll leave the book there and like, hey, people, this is from God. I'm done. I delivered the message. No. He implemented it. He had to lead the people in implementing those teachings. That's his risala. His risala was the reason why he established a government in Medina. His risala is the reason why he established a military. His risala is the reason why he signed treaties. His risala is the reason he did every one of those things. His risala is the reason why he appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib for wilaya after him. As part of risala, it's the mission of the Prophet. The mission of establishing God's rule on earth and on a global level. Ali ibn Abi Talib is part of mawdu' al-risala. This mission is in this house. Ali ibn Abi Talib has to continue with it. Imam al-Mujtaba has to continue with it. Imam al-Husayn has to continue with it. Imam al-Hujjah continues with it. The mawdu' al-risala, the risala of the Prophet is in a house. The Prophet is the leader of that house. Every one of those in it has got to continue with that and is part of that risala, part of the mission of the Prophet. And that's why the 12th Imam is the one that will complete the mission of the Prophet. It started with the Prophet, it will be completed with Imam al-Hujjah, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Is this ghulu? If you don't accept this, you're not Shia. You can't be Shia. What would Imam mean otherwise? Khuzzanul ilm. They are the guardians of knowledge, all knowledge. All knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in his household, that's all of Ahlul Bayt al-Nubuwah, it includes the Prophet. All of them are khuzzanul ilm, God's knowledge. All of it. It's not only Ziyara Jama'a Kabira, that's another thing about this. Ziyara Jama'a Kabira is a collection of ma'arif, teachings, knowledge in regards to who the Ahlul Bayt are. Every word in Ziyara Jama'a Kabira can be confirmed with, affirmed with, and you can list a number of hadith and even verses if you correctly understand those verses of the Quran. We have hadith, a number of hadith in Al-Kafi from various imams that all of the ilm that is ghaib for others, no ilm is ghaib from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. Everything He knows, and there is knowledge that He knows and none other than Him know. But whatever knowledge any creation knows, the hadith says, we know, and there's knowledge we have that no other creation has. They're khuzan al-ilm. That's what the line in Ziyara Jama'a Kabira says. And that's what the other hadith says. And that's what man indahu ilmul kitab. This kitab is ummul kitab. It's all the knowledge. There is someone besides the Prophet, because that verse makes it clear. He, that other person that is man indahu ilmul kitab, in the verse of the Quran, look at the verse, search those words, find the verse. That person is a witness to the prophethood of the Prophet. How is this person a witness to the prophethood of the Prophet? This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. How is he a witness to the prophethood of the Prophet if he does not witness his prophethood? Everybody heard the claim of the Prophet. They didn't witness the prophethood of the Prophet. Who witnessed the prophethood of the Prophet? Man indahu ilmul kitab. Man indahu ilmul kitab. This is ummul kitab. They have knowledge of ummul kitab. Knowledge of Ummul Kitab. So that person is other than the Prophet. That doesn't mean the Prophet doesn't have it. It's suggesting that other person has it. It's not denying it from the Prophet. And here in Ziyara Jama'a Kabira, it's all of the Ahlul Bayt. That includes the Prophet. Khuzanul Ilm, the verse of the Holy Quran, confirms this. This is ghulub. Ma'adinur Rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Rahma towards His creation has a ma'din. Not for Him, in His creation. That ma'din of Rahma, that source that He created a whole mine full of Rahma. What is that? The Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'in. All of the knowledge, all of the Rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards His creation. He first created a ma'adin, a mine full, and then that mine is then distributed in everything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that way. This is ghulub. This is the only thing that can be true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'in, in this way. He has created them. None of it's theirs. That's exactly what this means. Ghulub would be to consider someone at a level of uluhiyya, to consider them God, like the misconception that Christians have regarding Jesus, because they have a twisted understanding of what the Bible says regarding Jesus. Jesus is not God, He's not the Son of God, He's none of that. He's one of the greatest creations of God. One of the greatest manifestations of God. As He says Himself, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. He's Abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a great title. He's Abdullah. He's Ruhullah. Who called Him that? God called Him that. God says Jesus is Ruhullah. Is that ghulub? God says He's Ruhullah. Whatever they have is God's. Ma'adinur Rahmah. Ma'adinur Rahmah, can it exist on its own? Did they make themselves Ma'adinur Rahmah? No. God made them Ma'adinur Rahmah. A ma'adin is limited. God is infinite. If you say this is God's attribute and you're attributing it to the Ahlul Bayt, you have committed shirk there. You've committed worse than that, kufr. You've committed limitation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not ma'adin al-rahmah, He's infinite. Ma'adin is finite. It's finite. He's infinite. He's infinite. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yasifun. To all of the mercy that we see in creation, God has given, and He has made it come from a source. Just like the water that you see comes from a source. He made these large sources of water, these oceans. And then from that, he evaporates that water. He makes it move in whatever direction and pour down in rain wherever he wants. And it seeps into the earth wherever he wants. And so you find water elsewhere. Who made those oceans? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did they become the sources of water? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them sources of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Ahlul Bayt sources of rahmah. Ma'ajinul rahmah. It's not ghulu. You're mushrik if you think that's God's attribute that is being attributed to the Ahlul Bayt. No, that's not God's attribute. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yasifun. He's infinite, he's not finite. A ma'din is finite. The Ahlul Bayt are finite, they're not infinite. They're in ma'din al-rahma, all the mercy, divine mercy that we receive is divine mercy manifested in the Ahlul Bayt. And he chose to create that ma'din first, and from that, every other manifestation of rahmah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.